Hey, 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 this is Malcolm D. Smith, and you are listening to the True You podcast. Thank you so much for taking a few moments out of your day to join me. Today, I want to talk about the challenges that one can have just being alive. When we're young, we have the challenge of, where am I getting my food? People, I have to rely on them, whatever it is. And then you get a little independent and can make a meal for yourself. You're a little bit independent. You think you're all that. But then as you get older, you start to go through puberty and you get into middle school and high school. And there's the challenges of the emotions and having friends. And then you become an adult. You're 18. You're free. But you're not. You're kind of an adult tween, I would call you. And you're not old enough to drink. You're trying to figure out what is it that you want to do with your life. You've got a society that's saying, go to school, know exactly what you want to do, and have it figured out. And you're just trying to figure life out, worried about if you're going to make the right decision or not. You go through a little bit more life. You get your degree, maybe. You go to a secondary school. Not secondary, what would that be? Postgraduate school. You get your first job, you get your first apartment, you have your first serious relationship. There's a variety of things that people go through. And one of the challenges that we have in this life is that we are in a time period now where everyone wants things now. Everything has to be available now. We expect the best of ourselves now. We are our own worst critics at this time. And there's nothing wrong with wanting to be the best and being our own critic and challenging ourselves to be a certain way. But I think it's important to also keep things in perspective. If you take on a new project and you turn to somebody to teach you, you go to school for it, you get an apprentice, whatever it is, you're not going to be the best at doing that. You're going to make mistakes. You're going to fail. If you were the best at it and you weren't going to make mistakes, you wouldn't have to go to school for it. You wouldn't have to have an apprentice or a mentor. That's the whole purpose of being a beginner, is you're going to be bad at stuff. You're going to fail. You're going to have a hard time with things until you can build that muscle, if you will, for whatever it is. So you may think, well, I'm going to go be a lawyer. Well, you can't be a lawyer overnight. You could probably argue and debate. You've been doing that since you were a young child. But you need to get that basic degree. You need to take the LSAT, which is going to allow you to get into law school. And then you're going to have to survive law school. I'm definitely not a lawyer by any means, but I remember going to school in graduate school, and we were right up the street from the law school, and there were kids who were like, yeah, 60% of us are not going to make it past our first year. And I thought, why would they design it that way? But it's really, I say, to push you to be the best in your practice. There have been a lot of arguments out there about how people don't know how to lose because of participation awards. And I've been someone who said the same things, that people have not learned that it's okay to stumble and to fall. But that is really part of life. It's okay to not be the best right away. Over time, look down the road, 5, 10, 15 to 20 years, depending on what you're taking on, you may be great. It takes 10,000 hours to master something. That's 3.5 years. If you did 8 hours a day of something for 3.5 years, you'd have your 10,000 hours, and then you'd be a master. You can't go into something and after 30 days be mad at yourself because you're not great at it. You're just at the beginning. So that would be the first thing, is to give yourself grace with whatever it is that you're taking on. The other thing is that the people around you are not always going to be the people who are going to be cheering you on. If they're in a situation where they're jockeying to get the position and so are you, they're probably not going to be lifting you up and telling you, hey, sorry you didn't do too well, you can get it next time. Well, maybe they will if they're a great sport about it or they're supportive, But if they're all about themselves and you're in a cutthroat industry, that is not the type of support you'll get. So I would encourage you, A, to find strength within yourself and be able to take on difficult things that are challenging for you, that push you, that force you to grow, that may be challenging in the beginning, but that they ultimately are going to be things that you will be able to do with your eyes closed. Think about when you first learned to walk. You didn't start with walking. You started off on your stomach, probably, and then you were able to push yourself up onto your knees and you began to crawl. And then eventually you pulled yourself up on your feet on using furniture or wall, whatever. And then you let go of the wall and you balanced. And then you took a step and you fell, but you got right back up. You didn't give up. And eventually you were walking. You were staggering, but you were staggering with balance and you weren't falling. And maybe you would take 10 steps and you'd fall, but eventually you got better. And then you learned to run. And then after you ran, then maybe you learned how to ride a bike. There was a progression. It didn't happen overnight. And so to expect yourself to have something happen overnight really isn't fair to you. And I don't know where that changes in us as we become older. We forget how to play, and we also forget that it takes time to do some things. Now, some people have a discipline, and they realize this is going to take a while. And I would journey to say that they do better than those who expect themselves to be great right off the bat. But really, in being true to yourself, be true to the newness that you were, of the things you're taking on. Be true to that you are a beginner and that it's okay to be a beginner. And then you're going to be mediocre at something, and then you'll be good at it, and then you'll be great, and some of you will ultimately be masters. Now, there are people who are naturally born to be great at things, but even those people who are naturally great at things have something that they have to practice. I remember I had friends in high school who were like, high school is so boring because they didn't have to study. And I had to study like crazy. And sometimes I didn't feel like it. And I was not a straight A student. As a matter of fact, I missed being on the, what do you call it, the cum laude group by point, I don't know, something like 0.2 points on my GPA. I had an 89.4 or something like that. So all my friends were on the red bracket and with their little cords, and I wasn't. I missed it. And in that moment, it seemed like it was such a failure. But I got the degree, and I went on to get a bachelor's degree and then a master's degree. That's the path that I took. Maybe you're on a different path. So I invite you to look at, what is it that you want your life to be about? What do you want to take on? And then work toward that, but be gentle with yourself. Surround yourself with people who are going to support you, who are going to show you the ropes. They can't take the falls for you. They could, but it kind of cheats you out of the opportunity to learn. So that is what I invite you to do, is just to bring grace to your life, bring ease to yourself. Be willing to fall. Be willing to learn from the fall. Don't let the failures stop you, but let the failures be the fuel for you to learn. Figure out what it is that you could have done different. Figure out how you can approach things differently each time until you're able to be successful. And just put one foot in front of the other until you achieve whatever it is you achieved. So that's what I wanted to share with you today. I hope you have a fantastic day. Continue to push yourself. Don't give up on yourself. Remember who you are. I would love to hear some of the things that you're taking on. What are some of the failures that you ran into, and how did you overcome them? What did you learn from them? You can send those to me at info@iammalcolm.com. Until then, this is Malcolm D. Smith signing off, and I will see you at the next True You podcast episode. Have a great day. Take care. Bye-bye.